Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
How are you doing, Ann? You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, dear?
I got a Kohler sink in my bathroom. Hang on, Lou. Get your dog, please, and get it off my property. Come on, buddy. Sorry, Lou.
Oh, that's okay. No problem.
No matter what you're doing, Lou's here to help till 10. Give us a call on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's right.
Yeah, let's have a good day today. 7:12 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning, Sam. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, Veronica, I've been worried about you.
Why?
Well, you've been working in the evenings, and I think it was last Friday you were working, right? Does that sound right?
Rob Martier was sick for... I think I filled in 4 nights for him.
Yeah, and I was driving somewhere. It was like 10 o'clock at night, perhaps, and I heard you, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, she better not be coming in tomorrow morning. See how I'm at worry about you?
That's very nice of you.
Yeah, well.
You know, that shift is fun to do. The only problem was when someone
calls.
You just
got to work with Justin Kaufman, right? Go ahead, say it. He's a tyrant. I heard that he's very demanding, right? He swears like a sailor off the air. I know that's like a little peek behind the curtain I shouldn't tell people about, but anyway, keep going.
Well, I was going to say it was nice, but no, you know, when someone calls in sick, a lot of times they don't call in until they finally wake up, and
right.
By then it's like noon, and
right.
Okay, I have to leave in 3 hours. I didn't plan for this, but you know, you make it work.
Right, right.
What have I got to do otherwise, Lou?
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. No, well, it's nice to have the band back together this morning. Hi, Lindsay. Good morning. Lindsay's going to leave us to go on vacation for, I can't hear you. Why can't I hear you?
Nope. That's my fault.
Oh, there you go.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Oh, wait. Okay, there.
You're good. Good morning.
Good morning.
She's heading off to Arizona, and we're going to be, and then now we're going to do a remote next week, actually. We're going to be out at the Old House, New House show next Saturday, February 11th, from 7 to 10 a.m. for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show at Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. Everyone's welcome. It's free admission to our broadcast and the home show right afterwards. You'll have complimentary breakfast and refreshments, and it'll give you a chance to win great prizes, too. Get the details online at WGNradio.com/events. All sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL for a healthy home. There you go. So that'll be next week.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, right. You'll be in Arizona.
Watch out for the sunshine.
Watch out for the scorpions. Right?
Don't say that.
Why?
My mom had one in her house.
Right? They're all over the place there.
I know.
As a pet?
No.
As like something that stung her.
Oh, well
that's
now
bad
I feel
news.
Bad.
Yeah. Right. There. Way to go, Sam. Very nice. All right. Well, we have fun. She'll be here today. Say hi. Lots coming up today on today's show. We're going to we have this really cool product that I haven't talked about on the radio, and it concerns your dryer. It's our Noodaloo 2, and you may have heard the promos about talking about, you know, dryer safety. When's the last time you cleaned out the dryer vent? It's so funny. On Thursday, Mary Beth says, I had to start, something's wrong with our dryer. I go, what do you mean something's wrong? Well, I had the clothes in and it nothing's dry. And she says, it's like it's clogged or something. So I immediately go outside, and I usually do a pretty good job of making, and I do check the vent on the outside. The pipe that we have is pretty short that leads there, and it does get a buildup of lint on the outside. I go out to the vent cover. There's a giant wad of lint at the end of the vent. I mean, a wad. When I grabbed it, it was like the size of a baseball. And then I squished it, and then I reached in and got all the lint out of it. And if the dryer vent is clogged, your dryer, why are you giving me that look?
Okay, walk me through this. So if I go on the other side, if I go outside from where our dryer is.
I wish
is,
you could have seen her face. It was like this.
Well,
because
I'm trying. I'm
face.
Not Mr. Fix-It. Let's and I don't. I've never cleaned out my dryer vent.
Okay,
ever.
That is a huge mistake.
But I don't know how.
Okay.
Tell me.
Couple things. 312-981-7200 is our phone number, by the way. Your dryer has all kinds of lint. That you know, you have a lint
screen.
I'm gonna
be able to get it right.
Okay.
Yes.
But that pipe from where it comes out of the back of your dryer mm-hmm. to where it goes out of the house.
Right.
All the lint collects really in two places, right by the dryer and right by the vent outside.
Okay.
So the easiest thing you could do is go on the outside of the house. I'm assuming it's on the side of the house.
Right.
Do you know where it is?
No. I mean, I know where the, I can imagine where it is.
Don't you have a window in your laundry
yeah.
room?
Yeah. So I can.
You can see the steam.
Yes.
When it's,
right.
like, especially the winter.
Right, right, right.
Go outside and with your hand, now keep in mind, if it's a, depending on what the vent cover is, sometimes it's plastic with little flaps. That you have to actually take the cover off to get in there and clean. Or sometimes it's a traditional aluminum kind of angled vent cover with a little flap that opens back and forth like this. You know, it just kind of opens like a gate, and then when it shuts off, it closes.
Mm-hmm.
You reach in there with your hand, and you got to be careful because it's sharp, like the edges of the aluminum, and you gently grab any of the lint and pull it out. Now, you can, at the hardware store, get a vent cleaning flexible brush. So it's like kind of a long plastic rod that's flexible, and the brush on the end is like what Dick Van Dyke used in Mary Poppins.
Oh, Chim Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And you can sing that while you do that. I like to sing it. When I do that, I go out there and I go, Chim Chimney, and I do the whole song.
Oh.
Right. And I do. And what you do is like, you know how when you wash your hands, you're supposed to sing Happy Birthday twice?
Yes.
And brush your teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it's brush your
I
teeth.
I do the ABCs, but yes.
Is it brush your teeth or wash your hands?
I think it can be for both.
Right. So, you know, you're singing, you're brushing your teeth. So I sing Chim Chimney this full second verse while I'm cleaning. That's not true. But
can we get that on Facebook, please?
So you clean that out, and then, you know, in a perfect world, if you were really doing this, you would take a shop vac and suck all the goodness out of there as well. And then you would pull the dryer out, unplug it, and pull the dryer forward, disconnect that hose.
That's where I get nervous.
And clean it up right there. And that's difficult to reconnect. Unless you install our Noodaloo too. See how I bring it all back?
You're good.
I know. It's all coming up at 7:50 this morning. Let's get to the phone lines right now. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Tim in Des Plaines. Did you understand all that, Tim?
I sure did.
When's the last time you cleaned your dryer, man?
It's in August.
Good boy.
I do every year.
Good. How can I help you, sir?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I got a couple things. First of all, I got some cloudy water coming out of my kitchen faucet. It seems like it's in the basement, too.
What has changed?
Well, you know, I did change some seals in the kitchen faucet. Other than that, nothing else that I did.
You mean within the cartridge of the faucet?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
In the kitchen.
And in the basement, you said, as well?
Yeah, it seems to be as well. I did nothing down there.
Is there any kind of utility work, sewer and water work going on around you?
No, not that I know of.
All right, tell me about the kitchen faucet. Is it a single handle? Is it a double handle?
Just single handle.
Pull out spray?
No. I have a separate pull out spray, but not actually on the faucet itself.
Okay, try this. When we get done, take the aerator off of the faucet.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let me ask you this. Does the cloudy water happen all the time or just when you first get up?
It seems to be all the time. It doesn't seem to be on the cold. It seems to be like in the middle, you know, where it's warm, or on the hot.
Okay.
And it does seem to clear up after, you know, about 30 seconds or so of sitting in the cup.
Yeah. Take the aerator off and try filling the cup and see what you get then, and rinse out that aerator. If you fill that cup without the aerator on and there's no cloudy water, you need the aerator's just clogged and you probably need a new one.
Yeah, I've tried to change that before, but I've never really noticed if it was clear or not after that. But the newer aerators seem to be so slow, the water pressure coming out
of it.
Well,
right, yeah, they
go
do
to the old one, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, right. They do reduce it. Now you could Not that I'm telling you to do this, Tim, because it's against the rules, you know. Okay. But if you took that aerator, I have been told that if you take that aerator off, the water flows faster. But I'm not telling you to do that.
Right.
I would never tell you to do anything that was wrong.
I realize that.
Right. You know, and so try. So anyway, okay. So anyway, so if you do that and it's still cloudy,
yeah.
Okay. It could be something that a seal that you put in or in that cartridge, something's not right. And a way to test that is, do you have flexible water lines going up to the faucet?
Yes, there.
All right. The easiest thing to do would be to buy another small flex line, disconnect the line from the hot water side and the cold water line, put the new flex on there, and pour it into a glass right from that stop. If it's clear right there on both sides, then you know the problem's in the faucet.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Then you got to take the cartridge apart and reset it all.
Right. Now, there was the second question has got something to do with this kind of, too. Sometimes the water heater makes noises.
How old is it?
It was put in 2006.
So you're so
10, 11 years.
Average life of a water heater is 7 years. When you start to get the snap, crackle, and pop, usually you've got a lot of sediment at the bottom. You can try draining it.
Yeah.
And see if that helps. Keep in mind that if you've never drained it before, there's a good chance that that silcock at the bottom won't seal up again, so just be ready. You know, you got to, and if it, all of a sudden you turn it off and it doesn't seal, just articulate it a little bit until you get rid of any sediment that comes out of it. And try that. If the snap, crackle, pop doesn't go away, then you might be in line for having to, replace that water heater, which, you know, you've gotten the life out of it. That's for sure. Hang on a second, Tim, since you're our first caller this morning, let's send him out an April Air Wi-Fi thermostat, allowing you to adjust your temperature of your home's air from your smartphone. Brought to you by American Weather Makers, home of the 60-Minute Men. You can go 855-955.
HVAC.
We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show.
That rejoin makes me think of Orion just doing the shimmy.
Well, this is him. This is the song he plays when he drives around his Huntley place in his golf cart. That is, it is not a lot of people know this, but his golf cart is made into look like a John Deere tractor. You know, it has like a whole body thing and looks good. Big, huge wheels on the back. They're fake, but they roll, you know, and he drives around. I love this place. And it was customized by the Gary Lang Auto Group because that's where he buys all his cars. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here is Cheryl in Joliet. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Lou. Back to the lint in the dryer.
Yes, ma'am.
I take the leaf blower and put it down the vent, and it blows everything right out.
You put it down on the inside of the...
On the inside, what I'll do is I'll take the cardboard tube from paper towels, attach it to the end of the leaf blower, squeeze the bottom end of it, stick it down that vent, turn it on. It blows out whatever is in there. Works like a charm.
You mean you do that? Oh, so you don't disconnect the dryer at all. You just put it in the
in the
dryer, in the lint screen right there.
Where'd
you come up with this one, Cheryl?
I don't know. I guess I have a wacky mind.
I didn't want to say it, but you said it. But that I can see how that works. And you just, when you do that with that kind of pressure, you see everything come flying out.
Because I can see the vent from the basement window.
Right.
Anything in there will come right out.
That's pretty smart. How often do you do that?
Maybe once every 6-8 months or so.
Wow. Look at that. You know what that is? You know what that's one of those things that... that would end up in Real Simple magazine. It's like a life hack.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
Yeah. Hey, do me a favor. Hang on a second. That's nice that you did that. We're going to send you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsip, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. That's pretty good. Not bad. I like that idea. By the way, we're talking about the auto show. This coming Friday is the First Look at Charity 2017. It'll be held Friday, February 10th. The First Look at Charity is the Chicago Auto Show charity event that is held the evening before the auto show opens. It's a 10-day public run at McCormick Place. Stroll the show floor for first-rate hors d'oeuvres and beverages and tap your toes to live entertainment. And get this, two attendees will win the event's grand prizes, brand-new cars. 18 Chicago-area charities will benefit from the more than $2 million expected to be raised by First Look for Charity. Misericordia's Women's Auxiliary being one of them. You can do a corporate sponsorship if you'd like. Tickets are available through the Chicago Auto Show website. I'm going to be the auctioneer Friday night in the Misericordia Room for their event, along with my friend Lynn Bramer, who is just celebrated 25 years hosting mornings on WXRT, which is obviously a different radio station. But anybody that's in the radio business knows that when you're at a radio station for any length of time, it's amazing. And to be a morning show host for 25 years is another accomplishment. So congratulations to Lynn Bramer, and looking forward to spending next Friday night with him at the First Look at Charity at the Auto Show 2017. More information at Chicago Auto Show's webpage. We'll be right back.
What I will tell you is, if they're going to do that underground, and they're going to think you're so smart too, Phyllis, when you say this, when you use the PVC pipe, I want you to use Schedule 80 pipe.
Schedule 80.
Just say it like that. Make sure you're using Schedule 80. Say it with confidence like that, okay, and the guy's going to be like, oh, my God, this lady's a genius.
Now back to Lou Manfredini and the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Sitting in the kitchen, a house of making, Loretta singing on the radio.
7:39 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Nadine in Algonquin. Hi, Nadine.
Hi, how are you doing, Lou?
I'm good, how are you?
Taking on another project.
Oh, you know, my sister-in-law and brother-in-law and my nieces and nephew, my niece and nephews live out in Algonquin.
It's a great town. It really is.
I always call it Al freaking Gonquin because I'm always driving to Al freaking Gonquin from Chicago.
Just try to stay away from Randall Road. I live on the east side. A little more quiet over here.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Okay. It had been done in the past. I think maybe I even painted the concrete floor. I've lived here since 84, so I don't remember what happened a long time ago. So first, I was wondering if you know of a low-odor cement paint, because I'm painting in the laundry room, and I have a water heater in there and a boiler.
Okay. You can still get oil-based, which would be kind of a more pungent odor, but there's a lot of concrete stuff now that's all waterborne.
Yes.
And so most of that is low odor. I don't know if anybody makes for a porch or a concrete paint if they make a no VOC product now. That's an interesting question. I have to look into that. But what is the condition of the concrete now?
Well, I'm going to have to do a little patching because the house was built in about 55.
Yeah. How big of an area are we talking about?
Oh, 10 by 10. It's not big. Maybe 12 by 12, something like that.
Okay. And this is the laundry room?
Yes.
All right. So you're going to scrape up any loose paint, right? You're going to scrape up as much as you can. And then what I would do then is take a little sanding sponge or something just to try and feather those edges. I mean, it's a laundry room. You know, we in our laundry room, the floor is painted as well. It's actually a light color. It's almost a French vanilla, maybe a little bit darker than a French vanilla.
Okay.
And, I repaint it probably every couple of years. I mean, our house is from 1929, so that concrete is almost petrified, and there's no moisture that comes up out of it. But every few years, I go in and I scrape up all the loose stuff. I take a little sanding sponge just to take off the edges there.
Sure.
But when you blend it all in, and when there's laundry lying on the floor, you don't really see those patches that much, you know.
I'm slowly getting ready to
sell
stuff in the future. I'm taking care of my my mom. She's in her 90s. She's in wonderful health. She
God bless her.
I know. So I want her around forever. But I have children in Florida and in Arizona, and I need to be by my kids. So.
Right.
But I'm just every room that I'm starting to, like, clean a little bit, I just want to get it, like, sell ready.
Mm-hmm.
So that's I want to make it look good down there,
right.
too.
The floor and porch paint, I mean, if you go to your local Ace, they have a couple of, Valspar makes a floor and porch paint. Ace Royal, the Ace brand, makes a Ace Royal floor and porch paint that's in a latex-based.
Okay.
They have premix colors. It's low odor, waterborne, there's nothing really strong that you have to do worry about from a smell. You'll smell the paint, but it's not anything, there's not anything dangerous there. And it should dry pretty quickly. The concrete, as far as you know, is pretty, you don't have any moisture issues?
Well, we did, and that's what I'm – actually, PermaSeal is coming by today at 12:30. This ended up being a water house. We moved in 84 in December.
Right.
Spring, we have a finished basement. They put down new carpeting. I'm walking on the carpet. That was all soaked. So they did not disclose any of these leaks. And so I've got a new leak, and I'm having them come by. I just put a bamboo floor in one of these rooms, and this nice light bamboo was turning really dark, and it was soaking up the water. So I'm working on my water issues right now with that.
Right. Well, that, from a standpoint of selling, that is really smart. It's not it's not sexy. You know, it's not granite countertops, but when you go to sell, to be able to say, hey, I had PermaSeal come in here, seal this all up here. Oh, by the way, here's your transferable warranty. That, exactly. to me, is worth your weight in gold.
You bet. Water problems, they're the worst.
They are the worst.
But I just put down that floor. I'm going to have it ripped up and all redone again.
Right. I would do the waterborne paint, the Ace Brand Royal waterborne on the top there, scrape, little sanding. You're good to go. It'll dry in a few hours. If you can stay off of it overnight, I think that would be great. And then you should be good to go. Good luck. I appreciate the phone call. It's 7:45 in the morning. You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show. When we come back, we're going to do our Noodaloo 2 that has everything to do with your dryer. We were talking about that earlier this morning. So don't go away. We'll be right back. All right. 7:48 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. But before we get to your calls, our Noodaloo 2 has, Apt installs a lot of dryers, and maybe there's some guys on the truck right now and they're driving around going to install somebody's dryer. This should be standard issue. Apt Appliance should offer this as an option for every time they sell a new dryer. Take a listen. That would be now. Take a listen now. And now. Okay. How's that working out for you?
Mm-hmm. It's not working.
I can tell.
Hold on. What's going on?
I don't know.
Everything's ready.
It's like a well-oiled machine.
Okay. Hold on.
All right. Off. And so here we go. This is when you want a dryer that's safe, you want to go listen to this now. And then the Noodaloo 2. Boy, it's a good thing this isn't sponsored because they would quit. When you want a mold magnet. No, you don't want a mold magnet, but this has a magnet in it, and I'm confused. But all right, hold on. While we figure out the
play
technical side, you want me to play some music?
Sure. Like underlying
just
music, and then
some little music as
we're having a technical
tap dancing. Is that what you want? You want a little tap dancing?
No, I'm gonna do it live.
Oh, you're gonna do it live?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. We'll do it live. You have it written down?
Yeah.
All right, hold on one second. Let me find you a little something that we could. That isn't quite, there's a lot of weird music
How
in here.
About...
Here we go. How about this?
Clothes dryers can be found in about 81.5 million homes. That's a lot of dryers and a lot of lint. Those dryers can also be a hidden fire hazard. Over time, your dryer vent fills with lint that sneaks by your dryer's filter, so you need to clean it, which means you need to get inside those dryer vents, which can be tricky sometimes. Or say you drop a sock behind there. You know you've done it, and you need to pull it back to get it. Those duct hoses get kinked and crushed. Well, this week's New to Lou 2 is a vent connector that will help solve that problem, and it's called the Mag Vent. The two self-aligning connectors, the MV90 for surface mount duct and the MV180 for in-wall duct, have a magnetic ring with a short, flexible section that attaches to your dryer. A formed steel collar then mounts on the wall, allowing you to use rigid or semi-rigid metal ducting, which decreases lint accumulation and promotes freer airflow. This boosts dryer efficiency so it takes less time and electricity to dry a load of laundry, which, guess what? Saves you money. If your vent connection is not directly behind your dryer, the MV Flex connector is designed for use with any length of expandable duct hose to connect to wall ducts at odd angles or greater distances from the dryer vent. Guess what, Lou? It's made right here in the USA and can be found at magventllc.com. Each connector goes for between $35 and $49. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Very nice. That was a really nice read. Actually, I think that was better than the recorded one.
I know. I think so, too. I'm going to do this.
And I'm playing the song Would I Lie to You, which means you wouldn't. So,
liar.
Essentially, what this is, it really is amazing. You think about your dryer and how we were talking earlier about cleaning out the vent. You have to pull the dryer out. You have to disconnect the clamp, or there might be a zip tie that holds it in place. And you have to, the hose and everything has to be long enough for you to pull the dryer out, make that connection, and shove it back in. And the risk is, because it's typically a flexible pipe when you do this, is it'll kink. And if it kinks, then it reduces the efficiency of the dryer, or it can be an area that collects lint. This system, I met these guys at the International Houseware Show last May. It's two circular magnets, like two giant donuts. And you mount the one piece. Hey, Lindsay, we got to get a couple samples of these because I need to got to call those Yahoos and tell them to send a couple more samples.
The MV90 or the MV180 or the MV Flex. I know there's so many options.
I want the one that goes 90 degrees.
So what if your vent is on the roof?
No, this is for the dryer.
No, I understand, but I was trying to.
What do you mean if it's on the roof?
This guy texted us, so I was trying to work it in there. But he said, please ask Lou, my dryer vent is on the roof.
Well, the vent on the outside is on the roof, but this is for the connection
inside.
Oh, inside, where the dryer connects to the hose.
Hard.
What?
I was trying so hard.
Yeah, so this is a connection where where the dryer connects to the hose in your home. Two giant donuts that are magnets. You mount the one piece on the dryer. So it's, you know what it almost is like? It's like a Bluetooth connector. In a way, right? In other words, this one thing connects to the dryer. And picture this, where the hose comes out of the dryer, where the outlet of the dryer comes, the 6-inch round hose typically. You connect this. There's a circular magnet. Then there's another circular magnet that connects to the hose. They have one of them that's a 90 degree. So it's a rigid piece that you could mount to a wall so it stays put. You push the dryer back, and as you line it up, you look over the top, and you just push it back, and goes right together.
Metal venting, right?
Metal tubing, no vinyl tubing ever for a dryer. And now that connection, and it lines up perfectly, so it's not off because the magnets are attracted to each other, and bang, it goes together. That's it. Now, just like that. And when you want to pull it away to clean it, you just take the dryer and kind of cock it one way and pull it away, or you could do that lady call with the leaf blower if you wanted to. I don't know that I recommend that, but it's better than not doing anything. Cleaning it all out right there. So this is, it's like $50, right? $40?
Between $35 and $49, depending on which.
Yeah. This is, these guys, they're sitting at the hardware show with a little bitty table. They have two nickels to rub together. They came up with this great idea, and they put this thing together. These are the little guys. These are the people we want to help out. So what's that website?
MagVentLLC.com.
Yeah, go to that website, check it all out, and then we'll also put it up on my Facebook page and at WGNRadio.com to learn more. 7:55 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and get back to your calls right after these.
7:20 on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
My AI just changed. It just buzzed the front gate. Thank God you
I am the only home improvement guy on the radio in the nation, I'm going to say, that plays Drake.
I remember that you knew that.
That it was Drake?
Yeah.
It's Quinn's song.
Yeah,
that was Quinn, by the way. He's got good. He's got the good pipes.
That's my jam.
It's my jam.
Man.
There's Sandy.
Hi. Hi. Good
Sandy,
morning.
What's your jam? What's the music you like to listen to?
Any kind of music.
Anything?
Yeah.
You like the old stuff?
Like Lou Rawls.
Oh my gosh! Find me. I love that. I have this. I have a playlist on my iPad where I have. When we come back later, we're going to come back with the Lou Rawls classic of You'll Never Find Another Love Like Mine. That the way that song starts, that just gets me in the mood.
You know what? That song that they used for our homecoming.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, when that song starts out, when you listen to the words, you're like, this is great, right? And I tell my wife, I go, listen to this. You're never going to find another love like mine. But as the song goes on, the woman left him. So it's really like as the song progresses, you're like, okay,
true?
Just listen to the first part of the song.
Okay.
Right. So how can I help you, Sandy?
Yeah. How are you, Lou? Ready for Super Bowl?
I am, sure.
Well, anyway, where can I find a tabletop humidifier? We had a humidifier to the furnace.
Yeah.
To a certain point, it broke.
Where do you live?
40 Northwest Side.
Of the city?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of that Edgebrook Ace Hardware in Edgebrook?
Yes.
We sell them there, and there's a bunch of different ones, ultrasonic ones. You want the really good ultrasonic ones.
Okay.
And there's a whole table set up right there, and with this dry, cold weather, you'll be amazed at how much more comfortable you are. And the thing you're going to find when it comes to buying these things, you get what you pay for. If you buy a $30, $39 humidifier, it's going to last 1 year and you're going to toss it. You spend a little bit more in the $60, $70 range, maybe even $100, you're going to have it for 5, 6, 7 years, no questions asked. And you can go there to check it out right there. Or any participating Ace store, a lot of them have really good ultrasonic tabletop humidifiers that make a huge difference. Thanks so much for the phone call. I'm just bumping up against time. That tone you heard meant it's 8 o'clock in the morning. It's actually now 8:01. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. They don't make songs like this anymore. This is going to get in everybody's head today, and they're going to sing it all day long. 8:09 in the morning, Lou Manfredini here with you. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Fox Home Center and also by ChevyDriveChicago.com. Our phone number is 312-981-7200.
You'll never find as long as you.
Right, Veronica?
Someone old stuff is good stuff.
This is good stuff right here. Tender like Southside, Chicago Southside boy, Lou Rawls. There's a great, there's a book that Greg Kot wrote about Mavis Staples. Oh my gosh, why am I going to blank on the name of the book? It's a great book about the Mavis Staples and her growing up in Chicago and becoming basically the lead of the Staples Singers, and her father, Pop Staples, on the South Side, they used to hang out under the street lights and sing, you know, before they made it, right? And it was Pop Staples, Sam Cooke, and then this other guy who always used to sing the low notes, and it was Lou Rawls. And these guys became, you know, legends in R&B, and it's really a terrific book.
Can you imagine if you just happen to be, you know, idling by when
these guys are singing? Yeah. Right. Be quiet. I'm trying to sleep. And then little did they know that these people would become such huge. I'll Take You There is the name of the book. Their famous staple song. Really good book. Written by Greg Kot about Mavis Staples. Really terrific read and a great story about her life growing up and the music and the influence and how the Staples singers were part of the civil rights movement in the 60s and how Dr. Martin Luther King used to have them come to the rallies and perform and how Aretha Franklin used to stay when she'd come to Chicago at the Staples home on the South Side because she loved Mom Staples cooking. I mean, it's just amazing to hear these stories. You know, you know these people in a certain light, and then you read the backstories about it, and it's really something else.
I remember when Lou Rawls sang the national anthem Game 2 of the World Series in 2005 because he was a Sox fan growing up.
That's right.
And he sang it. The Sox played the Astros. That was like the last public performance he ever gave.
Yeah.
And he said he had the chills.
Really?
Because he grew up down the street
right.
at the Wells home.
Right.
On like 33rd, right. and would it be 33rd in state or so?
Wow.
So, yeah, I do remember seeing that, though.
That's cool. They do not make music like that anymore. That is something else. Hey, as a reminder, join us next Saturday, February 11th, from 7 to 10 a.m. for the live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show from the Old House, New House Home Show in Pheasant Run in St. Charles. Everyone's welcome. Free admission to our broadcast and the home show as well right after. You'll have complimentary breakfast and refreshments. I love that. And give you a chance to win great prizes as well. Now, you can get all the details online at WGNradio.com/events. It's all sponsored by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Call PermaSeal at 800-421-SEAL for a healthy home. And by the way, after the broadcast, so we're broadcasting from 7 to 10, I'm going to stick around for about an hour. I'm going to go over to the PermaSeal booth. So if for some reason you can't get there early, you can come to the home show a little bit later. If you like to sleep late on Saturday, I get it. You can come over and say hello in the PermaSeal booth. I'll be there from probably about 10:15 to 11:15, you know, and once I get out of the broadcast and gather my things and on my merry way. So come out and see us at the Old House, New House show. It's always a good one. Okay, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Ron is in Carroll Stream. Hey, Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Lou, how are you this morning?
I am fantastic, sir.
Well, so am I because I'm done with work till Monday morning.
It's even better.
You betcha. Hey, here's the problem I got. I got a 30-year-old house out here at Carroll Stream.
Okay.
The garage floor, because of these wonderful Illinois winters and all the crud they put down on the road, it's pitted, it's cracked, it needs some help. What do you recommend versus dynamite and repouring?
You want to try something yourself? How handy of a guy are you?
I'm pretty handy. I'm a Marine.
All right, there you go. I had a young Marine spending the night at my house last night. We had some friends in that came in from Florida. He's a young man who is in the reserves and changed his life.
It changed mine also.
Yeah.
I spent 5 and a half active and 17 in the reserves up in Glendale.
He was a fine young man, and he's even a finer young man now. So thank you for serving and to this young man, Zach, as well. He's doing a great job. All right, let's talk about your concrete floor. You may have heard me talk a while back about a product called Tintcrete.
Tintcrete. Okay.
Tintcrete is a concrete patch that sounds like it's the perfect thing for you. Now.
Okay.
It comes in different sizes. Where are you? Carroll Stream. You're probably going to have to go to their website. Lindsay, is it tintcrete.com? Tintcrete.com. Because they sell this stuff in a 1 pound and a 5 pound. You're going to need a 5 gallon jug.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? But here's what you do with this stuff. You clean the floor. You know, you get it nice and clean. The best way to clean that is to, you know, if you're really going to want to do this right, I would rent I'll tell you what, you could probably get away with this. Get a deck brush, okay, that you can put on the end of a pole, and use a cleaner like a CLR because it's lactic acid, Or you could use a some type of citrus cleaner, because that also has an acid in there to break up all the grease and get it nice and clean. So you're going to scrub it really well and then rinse it, okay?
Okay.
Let that dry, and then you're going to first mix up a little bit of this Tintcrete. And everywhere you have a little pitting, you know, a little patching, you know, it's not quite at the same level of the rest of the floor. You're going to go back with a steel trowel and patch all that first.
Okay.
Then you're going to mix up this Tintcrete, and using a squeegee, not unlike if you were redoing, an asphalt driveway with some blacktop sealer.
Right.
You're going to put this Tintcrete over the top of this. Now, these guys, when I met these guys and they first talked to me about this product, they showed me their warehouse where they make this stuff. And they make a bunch of different commercial products. And it's the first time they've ever gotten into this residential stuff. Outside, mm-hmm. they put a huge patch where semis come across. Their forklift comes across. It's been there for 8 years. Outside.
That sounds like exactly what I need.
They make an old finish, meaning that it looks a little more brown in the tint color, or they make the new. Now, since you're going to do this the whole thing, really doesn't mm-hmm. matter what color you choose.
That's true.
But if you go online, you can find we at our two hardware stores in Chicago and in Villa Park, we sell it. We don't have it in the 5 gallon jugs. You need a 5 gallon jug. So if you go to their website, I think you can buy it direct. It's the shipping's a problem. They're in the Chicagoland area. I can't remember where they're located. So it may be worth your time to just drive and go pick it up instead of paying the shipping.
Okay.
I want to say Lindsay, on their website, does it say where they're located at? Tintcrete? Hold on a second. We'll figure it out where they're located. And then, but if you go to their website, you'll find it. Do me a favor. Hang on a second, because this is right up your alley. I'm going to send. Go ahead.
And I got one other problem.
All right, go ahead.
I got a 23-year-old and a 26-year-old. How do you get them out of the house?
Tell them that unless they redo the garage floor, they have to leave. And so, depending on how lazy they are, they might just go from that.
Well, I'll give that a shot.
All right, hang on a second. We're going to get you a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsep, created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. It's 8:18 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. That's a beautiful name, Myrna. I love that.
I love you, Lou.
I love you, Myrna.
I love you more.
He's more than just a pretty face. Now back to Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
When I need motivation, my one solution is my queen.
Coming up after the 8:30 news, we're going to be talking with an attorney. Specifically about, are you thinking about selling your house? Meaning, you've lived in this house for 30, 40, 50 years. Maybe you're relocating down to Florida, or you're moving next to the grandkids, or whatever it might be. You've never done this before. You know, you hear on the radio station about, oh, you go to this guy for this mortgage, you're going to save you all this money, this and that. But there's a whole legal ramification, and a lot of the rules have changed. Are you just going to go with the real estate attorney that the broker tells you about? Or are there some questions you need to ask for the attorney to make sure you're getting everything you should, so you understand all the rules that are now involved in selling your house? We're going to learn a little bit about that coming up after the 8:30 news. But first, let's talk to Nick, who's in Elgin. Nick, in South Elgin. Good morning. How can I help you, sir?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
So I'm trying to wire up a digital light timer for my outdoor patio lights.
Okay.
And I've done it before, and I was able to get it done, but I cannot figure this one out with this house. It's a new construction house using Romex. I've got two switches that control all the outdoor lights.
So it's a three.
I'm just not having any luck.
Two switches, meaning it's a three-way?
It's set up like a three-way, but it's not a three-way because I only have one traveler wire between the two switches.
Well, there should. Okay.
Yeah.
When you open up,
That's what I.
All right. There are two switches in the house. Where are they physically located?
One is in the foyer by the in the hallway by the front door, and the other is in the garage.
in the garage. And
yeah.
those switches, in theory, control all the outside lights. How many fixtures are we talking about?
Three pendant lights by the garage door and two overhead lights on the patio. Five lights total.
Interesting to me that is it a detached garage?
No, it's attached.
It's attached. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And when you open up the box with the Romex, how many wires are there?
So on the switch in the hallway, there's the white neutral, the black common, and then another black on a three-pole switch. And then in the garage, it's there's a black common. Well, not a black common, the black traveler, a red common, and then a white neutral, also on a three-pole switch.
And right now, you have switches. Or you did.
Toggle switches.
And they work.
I do.
And they work as a three-way.
No.
They never have worked.
They work. The lights turn on and off, but the switches counteract each other. So if I turn on the hallway switch the lights come on. And right. if I go in the garage and turn on that switch, the lights go off.
You have a crossed wire.
I have a crossed wire.
Right. So
okay.
if I turn the light on in the foyer, the lights are on. And if I go out and I go to the garage, I can turn the light off. But I can't turn it back on.
Well, if I turn the switch, if I flip the switch in the garage, the lights will turn off. If I flip the switch again back to the original position, the lights turn off again, or turn back on again. Excuse me.
But independently, you can't operate them either way back and forth. So you have a white, okay, in the foyer you have a white. Somewhere there's a junction box where this is. You need to figure out how it's wired.
Okay.
In other words, from the switch in the garage to the foyer, because the colors don't line up.
Well, what I've gathered so far is there's a hot line coming in to the foyer, and then there's a
This is so interesting for you and I, but the rest, everyone else just tuned out. When the hot wire comes in, is it what color is that? Black?
It's black. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So that black hot coming in. So you have a black and a white. You got a black and a neutral coming in, right?
Yes, and then I have a black going out, which is the traveler to the other switch.
And that black is connected to. So the white is to the white. In the foyer, if I wrote this right, and then that black is going to one of the blacks on your switch.
No. The hot black that's coming into the box is going to the common pole on the switch. Below that is the white neutral, and on the other side of the three pole switch is the black traveler going out to the other switch.
Okay, and can you test that to make sure that you have continuity between? You need a continuity tester.
Yeah, I've tested that. It works.
Okay,
the wiring works.
The traveler is the traveler.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other black is connected to the power.
Yep.
And then in the garage, we have a black, a red, and a white.
Yes, sir. And the black is the traveler.
Okay.
And when I power up the switch and I test that black traveler and I flip the switch on in the foyer, there's power coming in. And then the red, from what I gather, is going out to the light fixtures. And then the white is the common again.
It's wired incorrectly. I need to see it, but I need to see it. It's hard to.
Okay.
You need to come up. You need to test all the. So the traveler, you think. You believe the traveler is the same. The traveler, the black to the black is the traveler. I would at the garage, switch the red and the black terminals as a test.
Okay.
Just try that.
Okay.
And I bet.
And if I do that, what am I looking
for? I think if you get it to work, then you can swap out one of those to your digital timer.
Okay. Well, right now the lights are working because they're back to the way they were when we got the house.
Right, but the switch,
so the
but
work with the switches,
but they work not correctly. Like it's not working as a three-way. You have two three-way switches, but you're unable to turn on and off at either end independently.
That's correct. Yeah. So I don't think I have a true three-way switch. I think I have a one-way switch with two switches.
Correct, and you have. And there's a junction box somewhere where there's a wire not connected correctly. I'm just saying, try the black and the red switch. If that doesn't work, you got to seek out. You may need a toner to tone the wires to find out where that junction box is.
Okay.
And
I
then
gotcha.
The problem with the problem with the Romex, Nick, is it's not like you can run another wire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have to open it up or run something independently of that.
Okay.
You know, the other thing you could do is if you eliminate the switch in the garage and just put your digital timer in the foyer, you could just have it all set up on a timer and not need the three-way.
I tried that, but I couldn't get power. I couldn't get the switch, the digital timer, to power up.
Yeah, that makes no sense. There's something in a junction box that's not right that needs to be fixed, and that's number one. So you're gonna have to try switching those wires, and then do the toning to see if you can find the junction box. Sorry about that, and thanks so much for the phone call.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some. This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
<laughs> 8:40 in the morning. I am Lou Manfredini. This is good, clean fun. So I have this young lady who I've known for a long time who's in the PR world, and she's a go-getter, and she's constantly pitching different ideas to us for different organizations and companies that she works with, and Lindsay and I know her pretty well, and she sent us some information about this. I thought it was pretty timely and some useful information. Joining me on the phone line right now is John O'Brien. Hello, John. How are you?
Good morning, Lou. I'm great. How are you?
John is an attorney with Title Guarantee Fund. And tell me a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, it's Attorney's Title Guarantee Fund. When real estate is sold, the seller needs to prove to the buyer that it's not the Brooklyn Bridge that they're selling, that they have any title to the property, there aren't any liens, they hold back taxes, all that sort of stuff. And that's what our company does. We provide that owner's title information to both buyers and to the lender.
I'm going to, correct me if I'm wrong, but for the most part, the average homeowner is not selling and buying real estate on a regular basis, right?
Correct.
I mean, for many people, and I mean, really, this discussion was born out of the fact that, there's a lot of folks that have been in their homes for, 30, 40 years, and maybe they're getting ready to sell, they've lived there their whole life. And I think that the default way that you find a real estate attorney is, maybe you hire a realtor, right? And your Coldwell Banker realtor or your Century 21 or your Baird & Warner says, oh, I know this guy, John. You got to call him. He's really good. And that's it. But there's a lot more to hire an attorney than just, someone saying John's a good guy. And I'm sure, John, you're a good guy.
Well, thank you. And I have witnesses. Well, to your point, this is, for most people, the most significant transaction they're ever going to do in their lives. This
right.
is their life savings. This is their future that's at stake here. It seems to me that you need some independent advice, and that's what you can count on for a lawyer. You may only buy and sell properties a couple of times. Lou, I've done this thousands and thousands and thousands of times.
Right.
You know, there are lots of complex forms that you're going to be asked to sign that, that go on for pages after pages. Who knows what they say?
Right.
You know, that's that independent advice from your lawyer.
Let me ask you this. How long have you been practicing real estate law?
1972.
Wow. So back then you were selling
I don't even know.
Log cabins, right? It was log cabins back then?
When George Washington bought Mount Vernon, I think that I was involved with.
Okay, but this is my question to you, is the fact that, okay, since 1972, the amount of changes and regulations that have occurred since that time to now must be mind-boggling.
Oh, sure it is. You know, there's been significant changes just within the last year and a half or so. The way residential real estate is conducted nationally has been changed significantly by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Right.
All new rules that we're playing with. Somebody needs to know this.
Right. All right, so let's do a little role playing. I'm a guy. My wife and I we've lived in our neighborhood for 35 years, and we're getting ready to sell our home. And we know we need a real estate attorney because all these rules have changed, and we're we want to make sure we're getting good advice. We have a realtor. We like the realtor and this and that. You know, by this time it's probably fair to say that we own the home. There's no mortgage or anything like that. What are the kinds of questions I should be asking about a real estate attorney and what they're going to do to help represent me in this transaction?
Well, let's start just a second before that. We love realtors. Realtors are a great source of business to lawyers that are in this practice area. But as you're thinking about selling and selecting a realtor, make sure that that's a realtor who's active in your town, in your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see with some amusement constantly in my own little neighborhood in Arlington Heights, a sign from my Uncle Vinny's real estate company from God knows where, that has no relationship to the town, to the community, doesn't know what the issues are, doesn't know a thing about the community.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a mistake to begin with. But to your question, after you've selected a local realtor who's been referred to you by friends, neighbors, maybe you've seen this person sign in your neighborhood and know they're active in your neighborhood.
Sure.
You know, that's a good place to start. Get the local guy. Now, it's certainly appropriate to ask that person for a referral for a competent real estate lawyer. That's a good place to start. But so, again, are your friends and neighbors who've been through this process.
I'm going to stop you for a second, John, because I'm a fan of the whole realtor thing, too. I think that while, a lot of people do, sell stuff on themselves, it's a lot of work. And so having a realtor represent you. But I would think, too, that one of the things that's changed, and this is really more on the side of the, affects the realtors, is that there's so much of this buy owner stuff going on that to me is super important that the lawyer you have working for you is the right person.
Well, if you're thinking about for sale by owner, and as we approach the spring market, and Lou, the spring market in the Chicago area starts in just 2 days.
As soon as
the Super Bowl is over,
right.
As soon as the last nacho has been eaten,
right.
That's the start of the spring real estate market. So, if you're contemplating selling, it's a good time to get organized right now. But yes, things have changed dramatically. Many people in established residential neighborhoods around the Chicago area will try, at least for a while, a for sale by owner
mm-hmm.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that just underscores your point about the importance of having a competent attorney who knows what you need, what forms you need. You know, we were talking about how things have changed. There's many disclosure forms that a seller is now required to fill out and have ready.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that. I mean, what are some of the disclosure, I know for you guys, it's boilerplate stuff, but I think for people that haven't done this, to your point, you've lived in this house, all your life. This is the biggest transaction of your lifetime, and now all of a sudden you have to disclose a bunch of stuff. What are some of those boilerplate things?
Well, there are basically three disclosures that a seller is required to make, required either by federal law or by state law. One is a lead-based paint disclosure, which says I'm aware or have reports concerning lead-based paint in my house. A second one is a radon inspection report where the seller discloses I am aware of radon in my house. Typically, keyword is I am aware.
Mm-hmm.
Actual knowledge typically, you know, homeowners in the greater Chicago area aren't aware of either of those things.
Right.
The trickier one is the residential real property disclosure report, which is mandated by Illinois state law, that has 20-some questions, and 23 questions to be exact, that you're going to have to fill out what you are aware of concerning the condition of your property. It goes everywhere from material defects in the roof all the way down to the last one, that I'm aware that this property has been used for the manufacture of methamphetamine. So, and every place in between.
Wow.
Now, you know, you were talking about a 35-year-old homeowner. Stuff has happened over 35 years to the house.
Sure.
The furnace has come and gone. The roof has been replaced a couple of times. You know, everybody's had repairs that they've had to make. That's not the kind of thing you have to disclose. The form indeed says that if you reasonably think you've repaired, you know, whatever's happened, you know, you can keep your trap shut. You don't have to go on and on about that. Back in 1978.
Right.
I'll never forget the time the sump pump went out.
Right. John, do people still sell homes as is? Is that still a way to, you know, in other words, is it the type of thing if some older couple or whatever, you know, they, you know, the kitchen is from the 1940s and this and that, can they just say, I'm selling this house as is?
Well, that still goes on, but even though you're selling as is, state law still requires that you fill out this disclosure form.
Oh, so that is not a, that's still a thing that you still have to disclose all that stuff.
That's right.
Right.
And even if you have actual knowledge of something, you know, a graveyard you're whistling by, you have to disclose that also.
Right.
And the standard of practice in the greater Chicago area is the buyer's going to do an inspection of
sure.
the property, whether it's as is or not. So, and, you know, whatever that dirty little secret you're hoping they won't find, they're going to find it.
Right. But now more than ever, right, the inspectors and the appraisals, I mean, that's more on the whole transaction side, are very important in all that. But making sure that you're represented properly with somebody that has your best interest at heart is really a very important thing. John O'Brien is with Attorneys Title Guarantee Fund. Where do people find you and learn more about your group and if they have questions about perhaps having you represent them?
Well, they can call at me at area code 312-752-1414.
All right, and then I also see you have a website, www.atgfisinfrank.com.
That's it.
John, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Have a terrific weekend.
You too, Lou. It's been a treat. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It is 8:50 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite.
8:55 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show on 720 WGN. Here's Don in Chicago. Hey, Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Glad Lindsay's back.
Me too, and then she's leaving me next week.
Well, that's not good.
I know.
Well, hopefully it's for a good thing. Lou, I got three quick things for you. You talked about moisture grabbers and that chrome 3M shower caddy that my wife has to have. I can't find either.
You mean the shower caddy by Command
by
strips? Yeah.
Yeah.
Your local
the chrome one. They still everywhere I work. They still have that plastic one that no one seems to want.
Where in Chicago are you?
I'm on the southwest side.
On the southwest.
Garfield Ridge, Stevenson, and Harlem.
Stevenson and okay.
Archer in Harlem.
Okay.
Help you?
Steve.
West of Midway.
Yeah. All right. Well, many Ace Hardwares have it. If they don't have it, they can order it for you because it's in.
Okay.
It should be in the warehouse.
I mean, I have a great Ace, and I go there for everything.
Who do you got over there? But down by you.
I think it's Southwest or whatever.
Yeah, not in Palos, right?
No. It's right on Archer Avenue.
On Archer.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're
so
fantastic.
Tell them to look in the warehouse. That chrome caddy is in there, and it's really nice.
Okay.
And what was your other question?
I can't buy moisture grabbers anymore.
Oh, well, that's by Concrobium, and Ace, that's also in the warehouse. So if they don't have it in stock.
So I can order that also.
Yeah, if you go there today, you should have it probably by Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, Lou, the big question is, we have an unfinished basement,
mm-hmm.
extremely cold. Well, like some type of gas wall heater work for me. And I'm not looking for something 24/7. Just whenever the kids are down there goofing around, because a space heater absolutely does not work. And if I put a couple down there, now my electric bill is going to be $1 million. So, is there anything inexpensive I can do? When I mean inexpensive, I mean I don't want to spend $3,000.
Okay, and it's completely unfinished, like the walls and.
I gutted a couple of years ago because we don't plan on staying here, but it's only like 60 degrees down there.
Okay. There are ventless gas wall heaters that you can buy.
Okay.
That you could mount on the wall. Is it easy to run a gas line?
The funny thing is, there was a really old gas heater down there that was so inefficient.
Right.
When I had a new furnace and I just had it disconnected. So I absolutely have access to a gas line.
Okay. So if you can safely connect this to it, there's a company called Ready Heater. And Warm Glow, actually, that also can be ordered out of the Ace Warehouse. They can show it to you. It's going to cost you.
What was the last one? Warm Glow.
Warm Glow.
Okay.
They start at probably $200 and go up to $400.
Okay.
There's a metal plate that you screw onto the wall. You hang it. You pipe it. They're 20,000 BTUs, ventless. And you crank that thing up, you'll get that basement to 70 degrees in 10 minutes.
Hey, Lou, how safe is the ventless?
I have had one on my back porch on my house in Chicago for 14 years. We use it all the time in the winter. I want you to have a smoke detector and carbon monoxide detector.
Right. Got that.
They're super safe.
Okay.
It's like if you had a stove.
Oh, that's great, because the old heater that was actually there when we moved here, it did a great job, but I just knew it was so energy
inefficient. Yeah, this thing is super efficient. I mean, if it's a type of thing that you don't want to use all the time, like you said, hey, they're going to go down there, you jump down there 10 minutes before, or you know they're coming over,
oh,
or whatever,
great.
You fire this thing. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off, because I don't want to lose you. Who hooks that up? Because, Lou,
a plumber.
But I don't. Just a plumber?
Just a plumber. You can call, call the Plumbers 911 guys. The Plumbers 911 guys can put that in there for you and do it no problem whatsoever. I appreciate the phone call. That tone you heard meant that it was 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, you're sitting there talking. Can you not listen to other radio stations during our show?
I'm listening to a show here. What?
Yeah. What are you doing? You're like you're
kibitzing.
Yeah.
We're just chatting. So I guess now, now you're tap dancing here and stalling, so now we have to go right to news.
I know. 9 o'clock, that tone you heard a minute's 9 o'clock in the morning.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain.
9:08 in the morning.
What a glorious feel.
This hour, the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. John's on in Chicago. Hey, John, you're on WGN.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Good, thanks. I'm calling because I'm selling a house, and upon inspection, found some moisture in the attic. And upon my own inspection afterwards, it appears that there are some holes from the nails. The roof is about 2.5 years old.
Okay.
It appears there's some holes. From the nails that moisture is getting in through there. I had the roofing contractor that put it in come in, and he's trying to tell me it's some condensation. And I'm pretty reluctant to believe him, and he's pretty reluctant to agree with my assessment. And I'm wondering
the roof is... was replaced when?
Summer of 2014.
And you were in the house.
Did you
own the house then?
Yes.
Okay. And when it rains, you're not getting any. But when I'm looking at these holes, the roof, when you look outside, is sound. There's no shingles lifted up.
Correct.
And you're not seeing any water stains like lots of dripping water.
Inside the house, no. It's just the underside of the sheeting is there's moisture
and the moisture starts around these particular nail holes and then runs down on the angle inside the bottom side of the sheeting from there. Okay. And it's brand and it's new sheeting.
The plywood, the plywood is.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about the attic. It's unfinished?
Correct.
Insulated?
Yes.
How about the venting? Tell me what the venting is.
Just the standard mushroom caps.
Mushroom caps. And do you have an overhang, like a soffit?
Do not.
All right. And so there's no lower place for air to come into that attic space. How about the, do you have any exhaust fans?
No, there's no fan in there.
No. Meaning, do you have a bathroom that has an exhaust fan?
Oh, it does. And it's vented directly outside.
So there's some type of vent with a pipe and it's directly connected there.
Correct.
Hmm. I find it highly unlikely that water's dripping through those holes. I mean, it could be a buildup of moisture. Here's what I would tell you to do. Do you have relatively easy access to that attic?
Yes.
Okay. Go to the hardware store, and you can buy a little device that is a thermometer and a humidistat for like $10. It's a little plastic thing with two dials. And I want you to place it up in that attic and close it up and give it 24 hours. Right now, it should be super dry because it's so cold. But
right.
I want you to put it up there, leave it there, come back tomorrow, you know, morning or tomorrow afternoon before your Super Bowl party. What time do you want me there, John? Because if I come, then I can check it out for you. But you, then I want you to see where that humidity level is. If that humidity level tomorrow is, you know, hopefully it's going to be in the 20% range, it's going to be fine. But as things start to warm up, you could have a venting issue there where you don't have enough airflow in there, and you may have to add either some additional vents or a mechanical fan.
Okay.
I highly doubt it's leaking through those holes.
Okay.
But now if you put that up there and all of a sudden you realize, holy smokes, the humidity level up here is over 35%. That's when you can start getting that moisture banging up against. The reason you're seeing it at the nail holes is the air can go through that little hole and the cold that's on the outside causes that to give you that moisture. And you'll even probably see evidence of moisture on the nails themselves that you see poking through.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we just did that. Yeah.
Right. And so that is because it's so cold on the outside and there's excessive moisture up in there. Is it a hip roof? Do you have a gable on one end? What do you have?
Hip roof.
Hip roof. Okay. I bet it's a venting issue up there and that some added insulation and some type of air circulation, like possibly a power fan, would really make a difference. And doing this little test with the humidistat is going to let you know. If it's over 30, 35%, that's why you're seeing that condensation, especially when the temperature drops, is when it starts to condensate. Appreciate the phone call. It's 9:14. Quick break, and we'll be right back.
The city of Chicago reminds you to cover your mouth when you cough and to wash your hands regularly. Now back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on 720 WGN.
9:20 in the morning. Thanks, Tony. There's Robert in Northfield. Hey, Robert, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
How can I help you, sir?
Yes, I have a mysterious brown substance that is dripping from my ceiling in a couple places in my house, like down the walls. I've looked it up online, and people says it could be from, like, former people smoking in the house a lot.
How long have you been in the house?
Just a little over a year.
Okay. And is there an odor to it? I mean, does it smell like nicotine?
No, and, you know, it's only in, like, It's only on like a small portion of the on one wall in like two rooms, but then like it's on it's coming down the back of the garage door as well, which is like kind of far from there.
On the back of the garage doors too.
Well, yeah, not on the door to the outside itself, like the door that comes into the house from the garage.
I assume you're not a smoker.
No.
Are you burn? No. Do you burn a lot of candles?
No, but you know, we did have, insulation put in, like, shortly after, moving in, so...
Insulation where?
In the, up in the crawl space.
In the attic space above the house?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Can you... Okay, two things. The first thing I would do is try and clean this substance off, and the best way to do that... is use something like a spick and span, which is a powdered cleaner you can buy and mix with warm water.
Okay.
And use that warm water and a sponge, kind of, it's sodium carbonate and some other stuff, so it's going to break it all up for you and clean it up, and then you'll, they say you don't have to rinse it, but I would take another bucket with some clean water and a rag and just wipe away what you do. In that attic space, I would go, if you can get up there, in particular where that insulation is, I'd move some of that insulation to see if there's anything up there, if there's a relationship.
It looks wet.
Well, not only wet, but if there's some kind of moisture coming in. To your point, if there was smokers in there before and then they repainted or whatever, if there's some kind of moisture coming in, it could be pulling through the film. And that's what you're seeing, that nicotine coming through, which is very difficult to pull off. But it has to be due to some sort of moisture issue. Now, the back of the garage door, that's a mystery to me as to why you would have it there. I'd clean that off. I'd clean that off as well with the spick and span. It's a little too cold, obviously, to do that now.
Sure.
But that could be – is that you playing that? Oh, or it could be a ghost, I suppose. I suppose. Came out of nowhere. But I think that check to see if there's some moisture leaking out through the place coming up top that's pushing that nicotine through. I think it could be excessive moisture up in the attic space like that earlier caller we had as well. And maybe that's permeating down the wall a little bit. And you may have to add some ventilation up there as well to temper that attic space so that it's not, you know, as close to the outside temperature as possible. More ventilation in the attic space will make a difference. Appreciate the phone call. 924 in the morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Sue in, where are you, Sue?
El Paso, Illinois.
Really? Where's that?
It's just north of Bloomington Normal.
Oh, all right. Fear of the bird.
It used to be kind of a big, the railroad came through here. It used to be pretty big. But
really? The railroad doesn't come through there anymore?
Well, every now and then a freight train comes through, but that's about it.
Got it.
But it's a wonderful town.
Yeah? If I come to El Paso, where do I go for dinner? Where's the place I got to go?
Topsy's.
Topsy's?
It's a friendly tavern. It's so old fat. It's
really
wonderful.
Really? I like a friendly tavern.
It is. It's not plush, but it's nice.
I like it.
I love it. Everybody knows you. And if you are a stranger, everybody will turn around appropriately and stare at you for a little bit.
Perfect. Perfect. That's great. That's great. How can I help you?
Well, I'm hoping there's a magic cure for condensation between the storm window and the window. We have Pella windows. We bought this place last January, and we have the Pella guy out here, and everything is perfect, but they're not. They're the storm windows, you know, that there's like a half inch, three quarters of an inch between the window, the outside window, and then these metal framed windows that go in, and you know how you tighten them. I even washed them and even dried them with a hair dryer, and I still will get condensation when the sun shines on it. Is it something that I just have to live with?
Okay, wait a minute. So are we talking about the Pella window that has the mini blinds in between it, or do you actually have...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, I have both, actually. Okay. I have both types. But yes, I do have a mini blind in between.
All right. You have the Pella windows with the mini blinds in between, and then additionally you have storm windows on the outside?
Well, the one that's in between those, that is the blinds are attached to the storm window.
Okay. So I want to understand what it is we're talking about, because it's not a storm window. It is, you have Pella windows that have a piece of glass on the outside, a mini blind, and then another glass panel on the inside,
right,
that comes mm-hmm. on and off. And that's all right. You have. There's no additional storm window on the outside.
No.
And the condensation is where? In between the two panels?
In between the two. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That condensation's coming from a poor seal between the piece of glass and the actual outside paint. So here's how you can test that. And I'm sure the rep said everything's fine, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay, and this only happens when the sun shines?
Yeah, 99.9% of the time when the sun is shining on it.
Okay. Well, all right. No. I want to understand. So here's what I want you to do. Go to the hard. Do you got an Ace Hardware down there in El Paso?
Oh, not in El Paso, but in Bloomington Normal.
All right,
it's 19 miles.
Go to Bloomington Normal. All right. They have a tube of caulking that is a removable tube of caulking. It's called, Zip Away is what it used to be called, and now they replaced it with another one. But the whole idea is that it's a clear caulk that you can apply and then months later remove. So as a test, where that panel goes into the frame of the window, I want you to carefully caulk that joint all the way around.
Okay.
And then,
and you're talking about the panel with
on the inside,
on it, the removable one.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
So essentially, we're caulking that permanently, but we're not, because it's removable. And you're going to do it as a test on one window. And if if that works, say nice things about me when you go into, what's the name of the restaurant?
I will. Topsies.
Topsies. All right. You say nice. Lou Manfredini gave me this advice, and it works like a champ. So say nice things about me, and it should work. Appreciate the phone call. We'll be right back.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
We don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You've got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Mm-hmm. It's our Just Text Me segment at 312-981-7200. People that gank it through on the phone lines. Real quick, the Super Bowl coming up. I was telling Lindsay this off the air. I was working in my office, and I had my Twitter thing open, and there was a story about, Lady Gaga and doing the halftime show, and who is singing the national anthem? They announced that.
Luke Bryan.
And so they made a reference to the fact that no one will ever be able to match when Whitney Houston sang the national anthem. And there was a link to it. And if you have a chance, if you're on YouTube, go find that. Here's this young, beautiful Whitney Houston singing the national anthem, which I believe she did live. And it's just amazing. It really is something else. The late Whitney Houston singing the national anthem. I can't remember what Super Bowl. It was a while ago, but it's really something
else. Have you seen some of these prop bets, like the over-under for the national anthem time?
No.
Is 2 minutes and 15 seconds. Will he go over? Will he go under?
Really?
What color?
That's a bet?
You could bet on anything now.
It is every year.
Really?
Yeah.
What color will Lady Gaga's hair be? What song will she sing first?
Really?
Yes. Oh, Lou, you're behind the eight ball on this one.
Really? Who is she? Is there someone else you always have like two people? Is it Lady Gaga and somebody else?
It could be a mystery guest, like Lindsay said.
Oh, they haven't announced.
Well, sometimes people just come on stage. I don't know if they're invited or not.
Well, but I mean, the last few times it's been, right, it was
Coldplay
and Beyonce. Right, and that, which is like, okay, rule number one, don't ever share the stage with Beyonce. You're going to lose.
Well, she won't be on the stage this year.
No. But twins. I mean, it's like, okay, that's, wasn't it Bruno Mars and the Chili Peppers?
Yeah.
Right?
Good memory.
Very interesting.
Yeah, there's always
combination.
Like a special guest.
All right.
We'll have to see. That's
you
what I'll
be watching.
You
can bet on if Luke Bryan misses a word in the national anthem.
Well, he better say or instead of for.
I love Luke Bryan.
You do?
Oh, he is like on my top five.
Really?
He's just a good guy. He just seems like such a good-hearted, good country boy.
And you like a good country boy. And he's tall.
And he's tall.
Yeah.
What color Gatorade will be poured on the winning coach, Lou?
Yellow.
Oh, that's a bet? That's a bet.
That's a bet.
Wow.
Lindsay says yellow. What do you got? I'm going to go blue.
Oh, that is a mess to clean up.
Well, if you win, it's probably the best sticky you've ever been, right? That's probably a pretty good thing.
Notice how he's not picking a color.
No, I'm not. I don't care. What about just text me? That's what I care about, helping people with their homes.
Well, let me tell you. Lou, I use a four... Wait. The use of a four-wheel walker on our cherry wood floor has left wheel scuff lines all over. Cleaning the floor does not help remove them. What do you think?
The trick is to take a broom handle and a tennis ball, cut the tennis ball open, pop it on the end of the broomstick, and go over to the scuff marks and just put them all away.
And put that on the end of the
Take the tennis ball.
Right?
Well, right, but it's wheels. That's the problem is she needs the wheels, or he needs the wheels.
Yes.
So this is a tennis ball on a little stick, cut a slit in it, pop it in there, and go to town.
Good one.
Mm-hmm. Four.
That's why we love you. What?
Oh, no, not four. What do you say in tennis? Do they say anything in
love.
Tennis?
Love. No. 40 love. I don't know.
40 love. That's what I was thinking.
Morning, Lou. What type of light bulbs do you suggest for bathroom vanity lights in 25 watt?
Oh. Well, if it's an exposed one and you need the big round ones... I mean, we are almost completely LED at our house now. I've just changed, you know, I'm changing out to LEDs. I'm putting in dimmers. That is the way to go. It's the way to go. And you get the brightness, and with a dimmer on there in a bathroom, you're going to get some bright light. Remember, there's a warm light and a daylight. That daylight's super stark. It's like scary. So bright. It's good for a commercial application, but not something I would use in the bathroom. Go with the warm white LEDs.
Okay, Lou, why is the water pressure low in our kitchen sink and absolutely nowhere else in the house?
Well, the first thing to check is to see if the aerator on the faucet itself is clogged. You can unscrew that, rinse it, try turning the valve on, or the faucet rather, on to clear it. And if the pressure still isn't any good, it could be within the cartridge itself. It's a little bit laborious to try this, but if you take the valve off the cold water side and the hot water side under the water lines, rather, off of the cold water sides, if they're flexible and got a bucket, turn them on individually. And if you get a blast of water coming out of those stops underneath the sink, then you know the clog is in the faucet itself, and then the cartridge or the insert needs to be removed, possibly cleaned and reinserted, or cleaned and a new faucet cartridge installed.
All right, and last, should new tile in a shower be sealed? What product?
Well, not that. Depending on the tile, I'm not a fan of sealing grout or tile, simply because I think that it actually traps dirt. Now, in a bathroom, the issue is trapping moisture behind it as it separates, and so it's a problem with getting mildew and mold behind it. So just keep it clean. You know, in the shower, I have to tell you, I've been using the wet and forget shower like crazy once a week and we have a stone tile, like a travertine, so it's porous, it's unsealed. There's not a mildew mold in there at all. And it's got a fresh vanilla scent.
I love it when you talk about the fresh vanilla scent.
I know. And remember, I was so anti-fresh vanilla scent, right? All right. That's our Just Text Me segment. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines. Here is Annette in Crystal Lake. Hi, Annette.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
We normally have box elder bugs that appear to the house in the fall. Somehow this year, magically, they got inside the house or having a really tough time getting rid of them. What do you suggest?
They're inside the house where?
They're flying around in the kitchen. My husband says they dominate in the basement. I have not seen anything on the second floor as of yet, but I have seen them in the first floor, especially the kitchen.
Okay. And in the basement where he thinks they concentrate, does he see them hanging out anywhere? Is it near where something's warm?
Just the hallway. Well, the furnace is off the hallway.
Right.
The furnace.
Okay. Couple ways to go. You can buy from the we need to find out where they're hanging out, like not flying, but, you know, landing. And you can sprinkle a little boric acid, which is a powder, around there. There's also a product that's a concentrate that you can use as a spray. And you could use it inside. Just make sure it's well ventilated, called Bug Slayer with two G's.
Okay, where do I get that?
At the hardware store, at your local participating Ace. I mean, it's the timing of it. It may or may not be out, just because it's winter. It's usually a spring summer item, but they should have it. It comes in a little white bottle. It's a concentrate that you could put in a regular spray bottle, shake it up, and go over to those areas and spray it. But either that or the boric acid should do the trick on those box elders. Surprising to me that you have that problem inside this time of year, but they usually hang out where it's warmer. So check out those areas where it's nice and warm. You said the furnace is down there. They're probably hanging out around that area. And where you see them sitting around, like, you know, talking to each other, hey, Jimmy, nice and warm over here. Come over here. Spray that with the Bug Slayer, and you should be able to handle it, no problem. Thanks so much for the phone call. 9:47 in the morning. Be right back.
Happy trails to you.
Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks to Veronica and Sam for participating. Bob Ferguson pushing all the buttons. Lindsay for producing. Dave and Westmont for calling in. Hey, Dave, how can I help you?
Hey, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm calling on behalf of my mom, Annette, who 80-year-old, lives in a townhome. And the association just had the roofs replaced recently, and they put new roof vent caps on with the little flapper valves, you know, on them. And they say that they take 100 CFM minimum to open that little vent flapper. But for her dryer, the connection, so unfortunately, it has to go straight up through the roof. It can't go out horizontally.
Okay.
So her dryer connection, was wondering, what is the proper way to actually connect that line to this roof vent? Does it need to be a solid transition, or can it just be tacked to the side, to the opening? Because I'm worried about getting moist air, you know, into the
It has to be vented directly outside. If you put it next to, so they put a new roof and they put like a vent cap, a roof jack that has a pipe that comes in.
It's just flush with the sheathing. You know, they just cut a hole.
Oh, so it's just a roof vent?
It's a roof vent cap, but it has, you know, the opening. There's no metal duct that sticks down from the roof into the attic. It's just, you know, it's just barely, you know, just a small opening. That it looked like what they did with the actual dryer vent, which is a 4-inch size. I think this roof vent cap is like a 6-inch diameter.
Or 8-inch.
Or 8. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just kind of tacked with like one screw the 4-inch duct to the side, the edge of the opening
in
the sheathing.
If that's what they did on the entire building, that is a complete mistake for the entire building.
Wow.
That will be a moisture-riddled attic space that the association is then going to have to come back and redo. They have to put an actual, what's called a roof vent for a dryer and or an exhaust fan that goes in, Brone makes it. It gets cut into the roof, and then you have a sleeve. You have either a 4-inch or a 6-inch. They come in different sizes. And that dryer pipe needs to be directly connected to that so that it can flow out. It'll be a mildew and mold nightmare if they don't do that.
Okay. So if this is indeed like an 8-inch diameter, like you maybe alluded to, that typically is what you're saying is the wrong size to begin with.
Well, but it's not even the right. It's not even the right piece of metal to take the dryer. In other words, the dry. It's not a jet engine. By the time probably in your this you said this is your mother's house.
Yeah, it's a townhome.
Okay, so she's got a dryer and probably a little laundry room, right? And it goes straight up.
Straight up,
so
yep.
It goes probably 8 feet before it gets to the attic, and then probably goes another, what would your guess be? Have you seen it?
I'm guessing the total run from the dryer connection all the way to the roof is probably, it's probably a good 14 feet.
Right, which is 2 feet more than it needs, typically 12 feet is the max. Okay, 14, mm-hmm. if it's going straight up, is fine. A, that vent pipe should be insulated as well because you can get condensation coming back. That's a
yep.
separate issue. But this needs to they need to put vents on there that have a pipe that come in so there can be a direct connection to that. Otherwise, that hot air is going to roll in that attic, that hot, damp air, it's even worse. And all around there is going to be mildew and mold. And you can tell your mom that she can already have her lawyer start to contact the association because this is a mistake that they're doing that they absolutely have to fix. That is bad planning, and whoever they put together is doing the wrong thing. 9:54 in the morning. We'll take a quick break. There's an old saying that say that the more things stay the same, the more things change.
The more things change.
The more it changes, the more it stays the same.
Is that what it is?
Plus yeah. ça change.
Something like that.
Même chose.
God bless you. So yeah. Those of you listening, you may have read in the news that...
Or not.
That,
yeah.
Do you not want me to say? You want
no,
me to do
go
my
ahead.
Setup?
Go ahead.
So
yeah.
Earlier this week, there was an announcement about some changes here at WGN. So little lineup changes. One significant one that I know all of us are very happy about is that John Williams is returning to WGN Radio.
During the week. As well as.
From 1 to 3.
And we, I speak for myself. I know you ladies have an affection and a love for John as well.
We do.
I'm very happy about that. One of the things that none of us anticipated was, and I'm going to speak for all three of us, is that Kathy and Judy are no longer going to be on WGN Radio. And I'm sure there'll be plenty of discussion about that today. But
you think?
When so I've been here a long time. As long as I've been at WGN Radio, Kathy and Judy have been here. And then when those Yahoos ran the place and fired you the last time, everybody was super upset, myself included. I'm not happy about any of this happening this time. I'm happy for John. I'm very sad for you two that are not going to be here. I have always... respected and enjoyed and really was always amazed at the conversations that you two had and both of you standing up for who you are in a conversation, in a point of view, in just the way that you would talk about a subject. Now, you had many people that didn't agree with you.
But they listened.
And I think that for anybody that's in this business, one of the things that's lacking in radio are powerful women with a voice. And
thank you.
The two and you two were trendsetters long before. When you started back here, those many years ago, both of you coming from being writers where you had a voice in a different medium, but there weren't women on the radio talking about the types of topics that you two talked about all those years ago. And I know you probably don't think about this, but you really did blaze a trail for many other women to come up and do their own thing. And while I'm not a woman, but I've been in this radio business long enough to know, the influence and the mark that you have placed on this industry is undeniable.
Oh, thank you.
And I will miss listening to you two because I have a great amount of respect for who you are as people and what you've done, for so many years. So I know that I'll still keep track of what you're doing, but I am personally saddened that you're not going to be on WGN Radio anymore, and I wanted you to
thank
know
you.
That.
That's
thank
very
you
kind,
very
Lou.
Much, Lou.
Thank you.
Okay, you're late for the news.
We're verklempt.
You're alive.